when I go back to Mike Hall's situation last year, Tone, I mean, that was a misdemeanor charge. He was still suspended by the league. I mean, they really hammered him. The league really, really knocked him down on that one. And so when it comes to Quinshon Judkins, I'm to assume that the league is going to be the same way, because I was on the phone with you yesterday. I go, this is probably a lost year, depending on what these charges are and what they come out with. And you guys can look at it and go, well, you know, we got to play out. Yes, the court of law does have to play out. I don't know if the court of law matters to the NFL. You're a rookie. There's nothing acquired there. There's nothing accrued there, I should say. And plus, how do the Browns now negotiate a contract with Quinshon Judkins when there's an open misdemeanor domestic violence case? How do you do that? Because if there's discovery and all the other things, you could find out there's going to be so much. We could find out there's nothing more. You could find out there's a bunch more. So now you're just in this limbo where it's like, hey, man, as I see it right now, it seems Jerome Ford may be running back one and Dylan Sampson might be running back two, and Quinshon Judkins, that's just a question mark for the future. And you had brought up just how it'll look from the NFL standpoint of how the season goes, where you had brought up Travis Hunter. You know, that's one where you're going to have to batten down the hatches.
There's been no talk of Travis Hunter after the fan base got whipped into a lather, you know, right before the draft about getting him, talking about him as this all-time prospect where he was going to be a shutdown corner and he was going to be this potent number one wide receiver, one of the more talented guys in recent history. I wasn't buying all of that. But I do remember that, and then poof, the minute we traded him, it's like, oh yeah, remember Travis Hunter?
You're going to have to batten down the hatches regardless on that, because I think that'll probably look good. I mean, Jacksonville's made draft picks before that weren't that good. I just thought that Travis Hunter's going to be a good football player, so he'll probably look good, but you have to play the long game of it going, all right, how much better is he really going to make Jacksonville? And this was all done probably to get your quarterback next year. So you're going to have to play the long game and figure that you're going to be better, but you're going to have to take the heat of it. And real decisions are made, but you're going to have to take the heat of it coming up this summer. 216-474-0092. I'm going to get to the phones here in just a moment. Mitch is back from his vacation. Hello.
Hello.
You brought up another question with us.
Yeah, I wanted to get your guys' take on whether, at what point would this become a concerning pattern for not only the Cleveland Browns, but for Ohio State and Ryan Day. And I asked that because I saw some buzz on social media. There were people saying that because guys like Judkins and Hall had no priors previous to these two separate incidents. I mean, two doesn't make a huge pattern, obviously, but at what point does it become a concern for Ohio State to get somewhere like what we talk about with Kirby Smart and the Georgia Bulldogs?
Well, I think with Georgia, it's almost an epidemic of some of the things that have gone on here over the last 5 years. A lot of it just having to do with highway drag racing, for crying out loud, but there's no just about that. I mean, someone died as a result of it once. I think with Ohio State, how many guys are getting arrested as active Ohio State players, though? Is that not what that comes down to for Ryan Day? I mean, I said this.
I mean, Tressel had a bunch. Yeah, Urban Meyer, obviously a Florida.
When it comes to Urban Meyer, Florida,
won back-to-back national championships, and nobody cared as it was going on.
I don't think that. I think as crass as it might be, I think that the whole stuff about Georgia is there for social media fodder as it is. As long as if they turn in an 8-win season at Georgia, I think people will really care. If they keep turning in 10 to 12 win seasons and keep making the playoffs, I don't think people are going to care.
I was going to say, you brought up that thing with Urban Meyer, the back-to-backs. If Ryan Day doesn't win the national title this year, does it become more of an emphasized thing because the fan base gets a little frustrated?
I think that I agree with you. I think that it's used as...
Which Ohio State person cares at all? I mean, Judkins was a model citizen while he was at Ohio State.
I understand that, but I think it's used... It's the same thing with Andrew Berry is what he's saying with. Like, if he doesn't win the national championship, what do people think of Ryan Day right now? Now, Ryan Day has got a lot of cachet now with the state, but before the national championship, I mean, good God, you were talking about a possible replacement plan if they weren't able to beat Tennessee at home in the opening round of the playoffs. They beat the brakes off Tennessee, and it didn't matter after that, and they were off to the races. But if that doesn't happen last year, I think they use it the same word. It's like, I can't hold Ryan Day accountable for this. there is exactly what you said. There's nothing there that tells me that Quinshon Judkins would have done this in his past. I can't hold Andrew Berry accountable for this because there's nothing that told me the same thing about Quinshon Judkins. But it's added on. It's another thing that's thrown on there because regardless, the player's not available to you. So if the player's not available to you and that happens, I think one, yes, I think people use it against him just because it's the land of college football and we look for anything. And two, yeah, this is part of a trend that's gone on here where you've drafted guys that just don't become available to you. And this seems like this has come out of nowhere. The other two, I mean, they had, there were conversations about the other ones, but my God, with this one is a surprise. And while I wouldn't want to put Andrew Berry's feet to the fire on this in particular, you know it's added to the list of what people want to bring up. So, Mitch, thank you very much.
I don't know why you're thanking Mitch.
Why?
I mean, he tried to make it seem like Ohio State is this rogue program all of a sudden.
I thanked him for his time.
Based on two guys in 2 years.
It was me thanking him for his time, and he could move on.
I didn't think Mitch, he deserved the thank you then.
You could, okay, Mitch, you are done
Ken
with the segment. You can move
Michigan
on.
Ken is a known Michigan man, yeah, well, and that's who I am saying
yeah,
when I search
him. Yeah, what the hell you're talking. You gave a forum to Mitch to come in with some BS thing about how there's, how like Ryan Day is a history of bad guys all of a sudden.
Then bring him back in.
By the way, we don't even know Judkins is a bad guy.
I didn't say he was a bad guy. Nobody said he was a bad guy.
The way you just gave him the forum to act like this is a nonstop issue with Ohio State.
I said it was silly. I'm not putting it on Ryan Day, but you know in the real world, which is the fake world of college football, yeah, if they had not won the national championship, people would have brought this up. What are you yelling at me for?
I just thought it was a ridiculous theme that he was acting like there's been down in Columbus and now in Cleveland. It's a nonstop.
I did find it very weird. You used Mitch as your mouthpiece for this one, and I'm a little disappointed in it.
You gave it more credence, honestly, than I think it
you're
deserved.
You're disappointed.
A little disappointed in it.
He has his own opinions. He could bring him back down here. You want to yell at him?
You were adamant about we got to get Mitch in here. We got to hear what. He's got this thing.
Because I thought it was a silly premise
you knew
personally.
What he was gonna
do. You didn't call it silly when he brought it up.
He's standing up there. He don't know what to do. I mean, he's pacing back and forth. He doesn't know whether to come back or whether to answer the phones or anything. Jack and Lorraine, you've confused this young man already enough on his first day back from
Hello,
vacation.
Jack.
Hello, Jack.
Morning, gentlemen. Ken, I can't believe the reaches you're making this morning. I'm 100% behind Lima. There's no way.
What reaches?
Attached to Andrew Berry at all. This kid has been accused of something.
Hold on. So you're telling me, you know damn well the NFL will probably come down strong on this regardless. You know that, right?
I assume that, and it's okay. Because it's the Browns. They come down harder on the Browns than they do anybody else.
I think they come down just as hard as anybody else. But moving on from that. So you're telling me, Jack, that do you think it's going to be a bad season? You probably think it's not going to be too great a season, right? So if you don't think it's going to be too great a season, you can't tell me that we won't get calls going, well, what do we do with Andrew Berry when you have this, 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 and this, and then you got the Quinshon Judkins? You telling me that somebody, that no caller, no fan, no pundit at all is going to mention Quinshon Judkins later on this year?
I didn't say that at all.
But that's what I'm saying. It's still used against him in the court of the fan. It's still used against him in the court of the fan. That's what I'm saying, Jack.
One other quick point. If I remember correctly, you were a Kareem Hunt fan when he was here. You were upset when they let him get away from here and he re-signed with Kansas City.
No.
Is that right?
No, you are not right.
Okay, but he's still in the league, right?
Yeah.
And when he was here, he performed well, right?
Mm-hmm.
When Laramie Tunsil was drafted, did he have a good 3, 4, 5 years?
What does Laramie Tunsil and Kareem Hunt have to do with anything?
Kareem Hunt had a domestic violence assault charge, and Laramie Tunsil had a marijuana charge. Just because these guys make mistakes,
did not have
doesn't mean they can't correct
there
their
was,
mistakes.
I don't think that there was career. A. I don't think that there was a charge. Was there a charge?
It was his stepdad putting out a video of him smoking weed out of a gas mask.
One happened with the Kansas City Chiefs. The Chiefs were, you're not living in common sense, Jack. Thank you very much for the call. You just made my point for me.
Really.
You admitted
Billy
that
went the wrong way into the corner.
You admitted that people were going to call in and throw this one, which is what I said, another log on the fire. They will. If Andrew Berry had a sterling record before this, of course no one's going to say anything. But because it's just the latest in another series of draft picks that have found themselves in trouble, yes, it's going to be used against him at the end. Yes, it's not fair, but that's the way it's going to happen. With Kareem Hunt, what does Kareem Hunt and his situation with the Chiefs have to do with this when he was kicked off the Chiefs? I'm not saying to kick Quinshon Judkins off the Browns. We got to focus up. Technically, he's not even on the Browns right now. Got to focus up a little bit more on a Monday morning.